Star Queen 5, 6 Kilo, Star, eh?
Roger.
This is Sonarchy Radio, broadcasting from the studios at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle. This is Doug Hare, and for the next hour, we're going to listen to some live music.
This is Labyrinth in the Desert, Seattle, Washington. My name's Andrew McInnes. Text will be read by Martin Schilday. Hope you enjoy. Bye now.
occupations. Government is corrupt. Many lives are being lost. The empire is flourishing, though. There's nothing left for the people except commercial goods. We want what we need and need what we want. Rolling Stones once wrote, "You can't always get what you want," but they also said you can't be a man. Technocratic positivism and hatred for all mankind through longer living is on its way out. Terminal ecological disaster is at hand. We run out the door, out of water, and into our cars. Dear Noam Chomsky, I love you for your syntactic structures from my childhood, where I was raised without violence and according to your innate proven laws of humanity. But I hate the wars. They don't end. They are unending, unending, unending. Here's Scott Walker. You helped me deal with a proven fallacy, a love. Your love is blind, though, and that gets us into trouble. With the government, that which is collecting information on us to no end, studying that which is already proven to be a fallacy for the Third Reich, East Germany, and Russia. To the Puget Sound Blood Bank for collaborating with the Department of Defense, that which does not want a pristine soldier, but also a pristine slave. To that megapixel 5000 camera, which started out as a dynamic for the state sector, and now is privatized so that we can have a mural the size of Guernica of our baby dog. To that Holocaust, which is unending, unending. Dear Martin Schilde, why do you write so many letters? The women know. They stay home and write letters. Are you a woman for knowing there is nothing more tangible than a text message, or just the opposite? The mental asylums are filling up, filled to the brim. What do we study now other than that which is already known? To Andrew McGinnis, meanwhile, as the world explodes,
You're listening to Sonarchy, coming to you from the studios at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle's U District. Jack Straw operates on a nonprofit basis and has been helping artists record and distribute their work since 1962. If you'd like more information on how to take advantage of our sound studios and educational programs, then please visit our website at jackstraw.org. That's one word, Jack Straw. If you're interested in being on Sonarchy, then email me, doug@jackstraw.org. Let's go back into the studio now.
Hey, so this is Labyrinth in the Desert, Seattle, Washington. I've been doing this project for 10 years. It either consists of a one-man band show with guitar and drums, triggering a couple of amps. The main focus is just overtones and harnessing spirits and things like that. And anyways, I'm going to go at it again. Hope you're all enjoying it. And yeah, this next section is just going to be a total improv.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, this is Labyrinth in the Desert, Seattle, Washington, Andrew McInnes. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to another original studio performance on Sonarchy, coming to you from the studios at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle, USA. Sonarchy is produced and mixed by Doug Hare. And there's more about what I'm up to at DougHare.com. If you're interested in being on Sonarchy or want more information about Jack Straw's nonprofit sound studios, then please visit jackstraw.org. Our email contact is doug@jackstraw.org. This show is available in several streaming formats at kexp.org and is archived as podcasts in iTunes. Find it in iTunes by searching for Sonarchy Podcasts. Many thanks to our friends over at KEXP for bringing an international audience to the sonic arts of the Pacific Northwest. Sonarchy is a Jack Straw production. So thanks again for listening, and so long now.